Welcome to It's Your Call. I am your host, John Milky the Milkman, and if you're watching the video stream, apparently my voice is not working in conjunction with the sound you're hearing. That's just weird. Don't know how to explain it, but we will carry on. I'd like to begin the show by digging into the mailbag. So let's dig into the mailbag. I got one comment on yesterday's show, actually for an earlier show, and it started out with the following sentence. You and Lowell are conservatives, and you're always wrong. Okay, so I did send a reply. Turns out the person who initiated that email is using a fake Hotmail address. Look, there's no reason to do that. I'm not trying to create a contentious situation here. I'm not trying to get into pissing wars, etc. I'm trying to have conversations. So please use a valid email address so we can actually get into a dialogue and get into a conversation and try and work our way to that middle ground. So, okay, let's just get that out of the way. No more fake email addresses. I'm not a conservative, for the record. I have voted at one time or another, and I said this last week when I first started doing the show. I have voted at one time or another for the NDP. I have voted at one time or another for the Liberals. I have voted at one time or another for the Conservatives. I vote for what I feel or who I feel is best going to deliver what I feel I need for myself and for my community at the time when it comes to voting. So I think I'm very apolitical. If you think I'm conservative, well, okay, you think I'm conservative. Most conservatives I know say, yeah, no, you're not conservative. Suffice to say, when we first launched this radio station, we were broadcasting live from a swingers club. Is that a conservative thing to do? So, you know, in a lot of ways, I'm very liberal, is what I'm saying. Anyway, so there's that. Let's get that out of the way. Also, by the way, Lowell is retired now. People are saying, you know, have you given any thought to having Lowell back on the show? That invitation was extended to Lowell when he called me and said that he was retiring. Of course, Lowell is welcome on the show. Always, 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 always. Let me see. Let's go to your comments on Facebook, on Twitch, on YouTube, and Twitter. Apparently on Twitch, I am synced. Yeah, my mouth appears to have caught up. For a while there, it was looking like a badly dubbed movie. It was really, really awful. People who disagree usually listen the longest, says Rusty. You're right. What's that line of the Howard Stern movie? People who, you know, the number one reason people listen to Howard Stern, they can't wait to hear what he says next. And the people who hate listening to Howard Stern, they're actually listening longer. What's their opinion? I can't wait to hear what he says next. You're right. And talk shows, really by nature, are supposed to be somewhat contentious. You're not as inclined, I don't think, to listen to a talk show if you agree with absolutely everything. So, that said, look, I'm not looking for you to agree with everything. What I'm looking to have here are conversations about the things that are going on in the world around us. And there are, okay, now Tara's getting fresh. I'm not even going to acknowledge that comment, Tara. Let's move on to the topic at hand. The number, 613-604-6464. Oh, you know what I didn't do? I did not update the website to include the cam link. I'm sorry. I will get in the habit of doing it tomorrow. So no cam link today. I apologize. If you click on there today at itsyourcall.ca, that will take you to yesterday's link. I wish we could have a consistent link for this, but we can't. But itsyourcall.ca is the website. I will try and do better tomorrow. I'm working on a brand new show that I'm going to be launching with someone tomorrow on the station, and I got a little distracted. So I'm a million different places for now, trying to get it all sorted and kind of into one zone. Simon says, I would consider you libertarian. Interesting, Simon. I have heard people say that before. In fact, Nick and Joe, who will be on later on tonight, 8 until 10, they said libertarian. I'd never really heard that term. I looked into it a little bit. Yeah, you know, I think there's... libertarians are common sense people. You know, not afraid to spend where it makes sense, but don't want to overspend tax dollars unnecessarily. So, yeah, I would say libertarian is probably closer. Simon adds, definitely have differing views, but I love listening to you. Simon, thank you. I love your comments always. Christy says, now that accidental missile strike yesterday was scary. We're not going there today. You're not going to dive into that today. What I want to get into is this. Political correctness. Have we officially crossed the line? And are we now in the territory of we are being way too politically correct. It's almost a rhetorical question in my mind. My answer is yes, but let's hear from you. I'm bringing this to your attention today because the first story I read when I woke up today was that Girl Guides Canada, not Girl Guides International, this is just Girl Guides Canada, founded in 1910, they have announced that they will be renaming the Brownies in order to be more inclusive. I'm just going to let that sink in. The Brownies. When you think of the Brownies, do you think of race? Or do you actually just, you know, sort of think of the brown uniform? I'm barely scratching the surface. I'm like one line into a bunch of lines that I've got comments on this, and we've already got a phone call. Hi, what's your name?
It's Julie.
Julie! All right. Good to have you calling in on It's Your Call. So, I've barely even had a moment to get into all of my notes on this, but you're probably already aware of the story. So, for those who are not, let me just quickly run through this. Girl Guides Canada. Renaming Brownies in order to be more inclusive. The CEO of Girl Guides Canada says, we made that decision because we've heard from girls and from former members and current members that the name causes them harm. She said, okay, I think I know where Julie stands on this. The CEO goes on to say, and I'm sorry, her name is Jill Zelmanovitz. I hope I said that right. Jill Zelmanovitz. Going forward, she's the CEO. That's one of her, so I don't drop all over her name again. She says that some young ladies are even skipping over that particular branch of Girl Guides because it doesn't feel inclusive to them. In a news release, she said the move was, quote, an important and necessary step to creating an inclusive and equitable space where every racialized girl in Canada feels like they belong and are welcome in guiding. I have no problem with that. Of course, I want Boy Scouts and, well, sorry, I guess it's not even Boy Scouts anymore, is it, Julie? It's Scouts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
going to tell you a story. We're going to get educated today.
All right. I'm all ears. Go
all
for
right?
it. It's your call, girl. You do it.
So I was a Brownie, and what the Brownie stood for was a fairy who lived in a tree, and you got an acorn badge. That is what Brownie stood for back when I was in Girl Guides.
100% correct. I read that. It dates back to Scottish folklore, yes.
That's right, and it dates back to a book from 1870 called The Brownies. And you can go read that book now. It's a little tale about little brownies that live in a tree. And exactly. So
are we? Hold on, Julie. Not to interrupt.
Really upset me.
Not to interrupt too much. But are we sure this book has not been banned by now?
I don't know. Maybe. But see, when I had the little brownie pin, which is like a little fairy, and I had the acorn badge, which meant that the brownie the tree. So I had this as a brownie. So when I read this morning, I was like, I don't put two and two together how a fairy and brownie would be offensive. So hear me out. So is it the word brown that we're...
I think so.
But that we're banning?
I think if we're going to cut to the chase, that's the word.
Chocolate brownies are... So then chocolate brownies are then banned. And then if we're going to go that way, then white chocolate is banned then too?
I guess
because
so.
Then we got to go the other way.
Yep.
Well, okay.
It's funny you say that because what I was getting to in my notes, okay, what about the Cleveland Browns? What about the Cincinnati Reds?
Yeah.
Boston Red Sox. Yeah. St. Louis Blues. Okay, you know, are blue people going to object to the St. Louis Blues name? What about the Ottawa Red Blacks? I mean, that's just if we're going to make red and black, and I mean, people, obviously, it's like they're are they looking for something that's not actually there? Is that happening here?
It is. It's just they're not educated on the actual background of brownies. And if they do go back, I mean, this person was educated on that, they would know that a former brownie back in the 80s got a little fairy pin with an acorn badge that represented brownies.
I remember those little pins. I had a sister who was in Girl Guides and Brownies, and she had those little pins. Me being in Scouts, I didn't care what the Girl Guides were doing, and I never asked questions. So it wasn't until you mentioned it, I remember the pin, but now it makes sense. Now I get it.
Yeah, and you would get an acorn badge because you would do certain things. And there, the story is like, the brownies were taught to sew and goose in a family. Like, it's the story of the brownies. You need to go back and read that they would do stuff, and that's where it came from. So it just boggles my head that I couldn't put the, like, for me, I can't put where that would be offensive. Like, how did you go from brownie fairy, you know, fairy tale to it's offensive? The only thing I can think of is that it has brown in it.
Yep.
And now we're banning colors.
That's the only thing I can think of too. It's the only obvious thing that people are, okay, so are we now going to ban brown crayons? Are we going to ban brown? Oh my gosh. You work for the government, yes?
Yes.
So, okay. Imagine the next meeting you have, and I know you have lots of meetings. Imagine the next meeting you have, someone actually goes up to the board and uses a brown erasable marker. Cancel all the brown erasable markers in the government, please. Could we cancel all the brown erasable markers? Thank you. Thank you. I'm just making sure somebody's on that. We can't have brown erasable markers anymore in the government.
Or black. Or red.
Julie, you're going to cause people to send me emails. Yeah. You're going to from fake Hotmail addresses, Julie. They're going to be sending. I mean, this is where. Go ahead.
It's education. That's all it is. Educate yourself. Stop looking for things to cancel. Just accept the world the way it is. Stop it. Or I feel like slapping people sometimes. Just stop it. Stop trying to find things. Just accept the way it is.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because that's kind of my feeling on it, too, is that people are now going out of their way to find things. I like that Terry said this, by the way, in the comments. He says, but keep the blackboards. It's funny because when I initially was, you know, sarcastically opining about the brown erasable markers, I wanted to say whiteboard, but caught myself and said, nope, can't say whiteboard, John. Crazy.
Can't say whiteboards, can't say blackboards. So that's my opinion. But yeah, educate yourself.
By the way, blackboards were always green. In my days in school, blackboards were always green.
Yeah.
Julie,
thanks for green.
Thanks for calling into It's Your Call. These are the conversations we want to have. 613-604-6464. You can text the show as well. Appreciate that. And some of the comments coming in. Okay, so here so Girl Guide says that it is consulted with racialized members, past members, and the community, and we'll be calling on current members to help decide on a new branch name. Can we just talk about the word racialized? I have not heard that word until very recently. Were you aware of the word racialized? Is someone, I mean, are you racialized, or are you someone of a particular race? To me, I hear racialized. And I want to hear your comments on this. When I hear racialized, I hear victimized. Like, where did that word come from? Racialized. I happen to be someone of a white heritage. That is my racial background is white, Caucasian. Am I not racialized? That is my race. Racialized, it sounds demonic. It sounds like, you know, these people are victims. Oh, some of the comments. Tracy, no more brown nosers. Rusty says, a certain now deceased comedian referred to his phone as an African-American. Carrie says, I'm tired of all the PC crap. People should quit being so sensitive, and people should learn to address matters in a correct manner. Over to Anne on Facebook. I swear some people stay up at night thinking of things to be offended by the next day. Valda, good grief, the stupidity of canceling things because it offends people is totally out of control. I nominate the caller Julie for Prime Minister, says Anne. There you go, Julie. You are now the new Prime Minister. She'd do a much better job and talks a lot more sense than Trudeau. I'm willing to bet that Julie is also not going to put herself up in a $6,000 a night room. All Julie asks for is a ramp, right? Yeah. You wouldn't find a conservative thinking this shit, says Craig. So, okay. That goes back to my earlier comment. Thank you. On YouTube, Mims, brownies are offensive. What is the world coming to? Can't say please. Pass me a white sponge or a brown pen. It's all so funny. Except it's not. That's the thing. It's not so funny. All kinds of votes coming in for Julie. Love it. Kathy says, I feel for the future of our country. That's everything from books to syrup to food is now being labeled racist. Time for people to actually get educated on what racism actually means. Kathy, that's interesting. You know, that's kind of been, and look, I, you know, just finished saying I am a person of Caucasian descent. Blonde hair, blue-eyed, white guy. All right. So I don't know what it's like to be a visible minority, obviously. So, but I've always questioned when, you know, football teams need to change their names because, okay, let's use the Washington, well, and I'm sorry, they're, I don't even need to say it, and I won't say it. Okay, we all know the former name of the Washington NFL team. If you are an Aboriginal person, I can accept your argument that that term is potentially derogatory to you, to your culture, to your heritage. I accept that. But I would counter and have countered that a lot of times teams that adopt those names, and they adopted them a long, long time ago, before these conversations were even happening. They should have happened, but they weren't happening. They're happening now. But I never once, and again, I say this as a white guy, right? I never once looked at some of those team names and thought that is mocking or making fun of a race or a culture. Again, I'm not part of that race or culture, so I see it differently. Just to be clear. But to me, it always seemed like that was paying tribute to the strength of these incredible fighters and warriors that they encountered. And it was like a term of endearment. But that's perhaps part of white privilege, isn't it? That's how I see it from my background, my culture. But now it's seeping into brownies? My grandmother's first camera, by the way, which is now in my possession. I'm sure you've seen them. Simple little thing. It's a brown camera. Can't remember who makes it, but it was called a brownie. Because it's brown. I always assumed, until Julie gave us that education and until I started reading more about this story today, I always assumed the brownies were called brownies because their uniforms were brown. And there was a comment earlier, by the way, that someone said, I didn't want to be part of brownies because I didn't like the brown uniform. Brown is an ugly color. I don't like wearing brown. I mean, that's legitimate. I didn't like the scout uniform was this baby poo colored green. It was gross. This deep mossy thing. I'd never choose that color for myself, but that's the color of the uniform. But scouts are called scouts. They're not called greens, right? Or whatever. So the uniform apparently is going to stay the same. So the uniform is still going to be brown. So whoever made the comment that I didn't want to join the brownies because I don't look good in brown, well, I guess you're not going to be joining the brownies anytime soon because the uniform is going to stay the same. But there is now a campaign on to rename them. The new name for the program, and this is for girls age 7 and 8. All right. They've got a short list, and the names are apparently inclusive, fun, reflect how girls see themselves in guiding. And I'm all for a new name if, you know, if it warrants whatever else. But like, okay, so like, and I don't know much about Girl Guides, obviously, or the brownies, but were the leaders not like Brown Owl? Like, did they not have owl names and named, like, colors of the birds? How is that racially insensitive? Some owls are brown. We have snowy white owls. Is that wrong to say? Can we not call owls by their colors? Brownie's original name, by the way, Rosebuds. See, I look at rosebuds and I think, oh my God, that just sounds condescending. Rosebuds. Who would use that? Who would use that term to, you know, especially when referring to, you know, a group of 7-8-year-old girls as rosebuds? Something about that just doesn't sit right. Not even, and it's not, you know, not nothing to do with race, etc. Tracy says, sorry, I know this really isn't funny, but how can you respond to the absurdity of all of this? Really, how can someone fight back against it? Any suggestions? Keep calling it out. Keep joining conversations like this where we banty it about and we discuss. Is that actually offensive? Is it not? If it is, why do you think it is? And again, maybe in all of this conversation, we'll you know, the people who think it's wildly absurd and the people who think it's incredibly racist will come to some sort of consensus and some sort of middle ground where we just, we understand each other. And that's what I'm kind of getting at when I talk in terms of, I'm a white person. So when I see a name like Cleveland Indians, and I'm sorry, that's the team's name. Okay. I, from my white privilege point of view, I always saw that as them adopting the name because when we came to this country, you know, when people from Europe, etc., came to the United States and to Canada, when they came to North America, they encountered amazingly strong resistance. And that name was chosen to honor them. That's how I see it. I'm not saying I'm right. That's how I see it. And of course, if I am someone of an Aboriginal heritage, I'm going to see that probably differently. But I want that conversation so that going forward, we don't end up in this place where I'm right, you're wrong. All right, to your comments. Again, keep those rolling in. Facebook, Twitch, Twitter. I'm sorry I didn't get the webcam link up today. My bad. I will do better by you tomorrow. 613-604-6464. Chris says, they changed the colors of the uniform in the mid-90s. Gray Owl was actually a white man. It's all a tad confusing, says Terry. Yeah, Terry, a lot of what you post is confusing, but I'm muddling through you. Is that as contentious as it's going to get on this show? Probably for today. Rosebuds sound like a girl's clique in the 50s. There, and thank you for articulating exactly what I'm saying. It Rosebuds just, it has a, like an old fashioned, you're right, 50s era kind of term that it's just, there's nothing wrong with Rosebud. It just doesn't sit right on the ear in 2022. 1950 probably did. My grandmother referred to a rosebud as a skunk, says Valda. We need to stop using the word privileged in terms of being a white person. Well, okay, Ann, I'd like to have that conversation with you. I'd like to dig deeper into that. I would argue that, you know, when you really sort of take a look at what it's like to be someone who is of Caucasian descent, you know, you are treated differently. And you're probably not even aware of how differently you are treated. Is it privilege? Okay, maybe not privilege, but there's certainly, I don't even want to say advantage. What's the word I'm looking for, folks? Help me out. But there certainly is a white difference. You don't get stared at when you walk into a store the same way, you know, people of color do. You just don't. You don't have the same preconceived biases against you. I mean, we could talk about police departments and, you know, how they racially profile some people or have in the past and are trying. I know a lot of, and I don't want to throw police departments under the bus. I love the police departments. I do. And I don't envy what you're up against. But for a long time, there were stereotypes at play there. And I would beg to differ with you, Anne. I think if you are a person who is white, you do have some privilege. And it's not until you start talking to some people who are of other backgrounds that you really sort of come to realize that, you know, I am kind of privileged when it comes to that. And again, I invite that conversation. It is called It's Your Call. Carl says, if they're going to change the name Brownies to something else, then they better change Girl Guides because it's not gender inclusive. Or where does it all end? Well, that's a whole other conversation. We kind of dipped our toes in that conversation two moments ago because, yeah, it's not the Boy Scouts, is it? It's the Scouts because Boy Scouts was not inclusive. That was a conversation we were having a few years back. The Washington NFL team, says Rusty, were once named the Boston Braves. They changed the name to honor said group and, at the time, was supported by many First Nation members. See, and that's how I have always interpreted that. Rusty, thank you for bringing that to us. The leaders are Brown Owl, Tawny Owl, Snowy Owl, Gray Owl. Colors. I'm sorry. The fact of the matter is, in nature, owls sometimes are brown. Sometimes they're tawny. Sometimes they're snowy white. Sometimes they're gray. Doesn't make them more or less fantastic. I mean, here's where we are. All right, Mims, my children's mother is black and I am white. Our kids are obviously mixed. As a family, we try not to get upset or distracted by people who are racist or being so offended or insecure. Rosebud says, Andre, were chocolates when I was young. Yes! Yeah, they. I want to say Nestle mailed them, or Nielsen chocolate. Yeah, I remember them. Rosebuds. They came in a little box. They were good. Now I want Rosebuds. I was a guider, says Heather, as well as a girl in the organization. I had 16 years. It's like we have to apologize for being white. I don't think you need to apologize for being white. I think we do need to understand, though, that as white people, if you are a white people, you do have quote-unquote privilege. All right, a text from Alberta. Thank you. The privilege can depend on where you live in this world. Absolutely. All right, Kathy, as a population, if we continue to be offended on what food, books, sports teams are being named, then as a population, we will never move forward. We will continue to tear our world around us down. Exactly. Exactly the point of this show. I want that to stop. I want to get into conversations. She goes on to say, and yes, I am of mixed heritage, but I also don't spend my time thinking about what may or may not offend me on a daily basis. We need to grow forward, and we will create even more separation, or we will create even more separation amongst us. Sorry, I kind of butchered that. Anne says, I agree with Anne's comment about white privilege. I am white and from a low-income family. There is an Indian lady next door to me in my building whose father was a doctor. Tell me how she did not have a better upbringing than me. All right. What about chocolates, says Carrie. Not sure what you're referring to there. I may have missed something. My favorite part of Girl Guides, the cookies. Tina Marie, bless you. Bless you. I'm not even a religious person, but I hope you receive a blessing. Thank you. That is the one thing I think we can all agree on. The damn cookies. But you know what? That brings up another great point. It doesn't, like, no matter what culture or background you're from, when you meet someone of another culture or background, you can disagree on this, you can disagree on that. But boy, I'll tell you, the one thing that seems to bring peace and civility and great conversations is food. Food is the most peace-creating thing ever. I mean, joking aside about the Girl Guide cookies, you know, like sit down with, you know, I was born into a Catholic family. I don't follow the Catholic religion, but I was raised certainly Christian. But sit down with someone who's Muslim over dinner. It's a very different conversation over dinner than it is just, you know, face to face at the curb or whatever else. It's just, I'm just saying, it's a different conversation. Go into Quebec and have a conversation with people who are staunch separatists. Sit down over dinner. You'll talk about it. You'll argue it. But it's over dinner. And it just changes the whole vibe of the conversation. Hey, Russia and Ukraine, could y'all sit down and just like have a pizza soon? That'd be great. Carrie says, I have walked into stores or restaurants in the South and you are the only white person you feel looked at. Yep. When the tables are turned, you see, that's what I'm saying. When the tables are turned, and I discovered it when I went into a Chinese restaurant for dim sum long before dim sum was a thing. And we were the only white people in the room. The tables were turned and you realized quickly, you know, what people of other races feel and experience when it's them walking into a predominantly white environment. All right, another call coming in, 613-604-6464. Hi, who's this? Hello.
Oh, hey, it's Paula.
Paula, hi. Welcome to It's Your Call. What's your thought?
Few thoughts. So when you're talking about like the previous names, I think you hit it on the head. If the names were, you know, 50 years ago, maybe not change them.
Right.
Unless it's really offensive to them and the community rallies and that's what they request and it's reasonable, then change it.
It's kind of like that conversation that we have this time of year every year when that song, Baby It's Cold Outside, comes up.
Exactly.
Yeah, when you understand that time in our history and how, you know, I'm in my 50s now, and so when I think back to how my grandmother talked when she was in her 80s, you know, she's referencing a time, you know, her era were the 20s, 30s, and 40s. They just talked differently then. The terms were different. Yeah, okay.
The terms were different. And being somebody that was part of the basketball when we brought the Ottawa Tomahawks and there was an uproar and we had to change the names. And but people were like, but there's a Tomahawk dunk in basketball, in the NBA, like the team that has the money and the power and the marketing to change, and they had never done it. And then a small local team that had minimal budget, they came up with this, and it was all offensive, but it was coming from people that were not in the know. Like, they didn't know that there was a Tomahawk dunk, and they didn't know that
that's probably already ever, yeah, probably never even been to a game either, right? They just see that word, and suddenly, here we go, right?
Yeah.
Cancel.
Exactly. You know, and the team had, you know, spoken with, you know, members of the community and they were all on board. And so, like, if you're going to make a statement, learn about it or let the group that is affected by it, that has the knowledge behind it, let them be the one to speak for it.
So in the case of, because we've had this conversation, like the Edmonton Elks of the CFL. And by the way, it should be elk, because elk, the plural of elk is elk. the S on the end really bothers me. But they had those conversations because they kept getting letter after letter after letter from people saying Eskimos is offensive. And they sat down with the community of Aboriginal leaders, et cetera, and they talked about it. And for the longest time, we would hear that the feedback was, no, they had no problem with it. They understand the history of it, and they're honored to have it. And suddenly something changed in that conversation. And I don't know why or how.
And I think it's important in some ways, if you have a name like that, it keeps the history so that the future kids say, oh, what's an Eskimo? Because they're not going to hear that name later. So it also can be something of a positive thing to teach future generations. And like you said, if they're proud of it and that's their heritage and it keeps it alive, then why not?
Same thing, you know, I hear you and I happen to agree with you. And I think a lot of that is, you know, not dissimilar to, you know, this campaign to, you know, tear down statues of like Sir John A. Macdonald. Yeah. You know, there's no denying, you know, he had, you know, slaves that were Aboriginals and et cetera. Mm-hmm. And that's today would be abhorrent. You would never, ever accept that today. It was a different time. But you also can't just delete this person from our history. Happens to be our first prime minister. Exactly. It's kind of an important thing.
Yeah.
But by his statue being there, does
and
that
many
not...
politicians.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, many politicians come with things that we are not even aware of that may show up down the road, but exactly, they were still part of, they're part of Canada, they're part of the history. We can't delete history. Mm-hmm. You can just, you know, teach it, and maybe you don't put up a new statue, you don't name a new building after him, but you leave what's already existing.
I love what you're saying. I agree. Yeah, I mean, look at Germany. I mean, they've got a pretty awful history. They own it. They hate it.
Mm-hmm.
They own it. They don't celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
They learn from it, but they're not trying to erase it.
Exactly.
I think, you know, there's quite a few people who wish they could. Yeah. Paula, thank you. I believe this is the first time we've heard from you on the show. Thank you very kindly.
Yeah.
I hope you'll call again.
Yes, great. I listen, but Thank you so much.
No, thank you more. No. That's awesome. That's Paula. And so just to summarize, so I mean, where are we with this cancel culture? What about the Cleveland Browns, the Ottawa Redblacks, Cincinnati Reds, like I said? What about swimming? When I took swimming lessons, you know, like you achieved a badge, polywog, I believe. I remember polywog for some reason. And then they changed it to some sort of color scheme. I forget what the scheme was, but they used colors. Martial arts is a great example. Can we not try and achieve a brown belt in martial arts? You want to talk about something with a deep, deep history. I believe there's a white belt there, too. Certainly a black belt. Chrissy brings up white fish, red fish, blue fish. Yeah. Do we have to abolish that? What about the emergency alert levels that are using colors? It's always an adventure when you click on a website and you start reading some of the headlines and some of the things that, and look, I mean, you feel the way you feel. You know, and to me, look, I'm someone who has a history of depression and anxiety, and a lot of it based on things that trigger me. And we talk a lot about triggers. I've just always believed that it is not up to others to take care of eliminating the things that trigger me. It's up to me to be responsible for myself and to learn how I adjust and react to those things that trigger me. Because a lot of this, most of this, isn't going away anytime soon. I mean, brownies to me is because their uniform is brown. We've learned a thing or two. And we'll talk about something else that I hope brings us a little closer together when we are back tomorrow on It's Your Call.